Hola, soy Zetangana, estoy en Juicebox Music Podcast y Agenda das para siempre. Yo estoy tocando en el Primavera y vais a escuchar esta entrevista que hemos hecho aquí mirando el mar, hermano, en Barcelona.
I believe what he said was, "This is Zetangana and you're listening to Juicebox." Hello, everyone. This is Nick from the U.S. Talking to Hunter back in the Iberian Peninsula, currently in Porto, after his run of shows at Primavera. Hunter interviewed a Spanish rapper called Zetangana while he was in Barcelona, and I have him here on the phone and wanted to talk to him briefly before you listen to the interview about the artist himself. So I'm actually pretty unfamiliar with the artist. Actually, I don't know him at all. Could you tell me a little more about, you know, who he is and how you kind of came about to interview him?
Yeah, man. So, Zetangana, he is massive star over there in Spain. Usually gets lumped in with the trap genre. There's kind of a Latin trap thing that's really being kicked off right now. Most people, his biggest comparison is Drake. So a lot of people straight up call him the Spanish Drake. He kind of vacillates between harder edge rap music and then more like pop oriented, a lot of times collaborating with female vocalists. But he's on the promotional tour for his most recent record, which is called Avida Dollars, which is a reference to a nickname that Andre Bertrand gave to Salvador Dali. Mm. So he really considers himself a high-minded artist. But yeah, he has played Primavera a few times before. We got to catch up with him backstage. Sorry, the audio on here is a little crazy. There's a lot of people surrounding us during this. At one point, his DJ comes up and kind of becomes part of the interview. But his show at Primavera was wild. He had aerial dancers. He had motorcycles on stage. Flames everywhere. At one point in the interview, he mentions that he never rehearses for anything. And that may seem like a good idea until you got fire on stage. There was a few close calls, I thought, watching this show. But he's got a lot of charisma. I think I'm kind of shocked that he isn't already making a lot of inroads in the States. I think he could be really, really big. Singing and rapping in English is not necessary for that breakthrough anymore either. He's got a good sense of humor that I really like too. You can see it in his videos and in his album artwork. But when I was talking to friends of mine from Spain, when I was over there in Barcelona, they were like, they wanted to know everything about this interview because he really is a massive star in Spain right now.
Well, make sure you give him the link to this interview coming up in a few minutes. I just have one more question before we get to your interview. Does he also have a beef with Pusha T?
You know, we didn't get into that, but he may or may not. Maybe he has an illegitimate child with an adult film actress as well. We'll see where the comparisons to Drake end with him. But yeah, I think a beef like that would probably be pretty helpful for his promotion in the States. But he doesn't need any help right now in Europe.
Well, who is the Spanish Pusha T? We could start one.
Let's do a little more research on that.
Yeah.
And well, that can be our niche with this podcast. We just a lot of, you know, we're getting really, really thick into the Spanish trap movement.
Or, you know, just start European trap European rap beefs.
We are pulling all the strings here on Juicebox. So we'll say we got a with the interview, you know, he speaks a lot in English, but we have Leo from his label. She is there on the interview translating some things here and there when he really wants to get some more nuanced ideas across.
Great. Our first international interview. Well, this is great. Hunter, thanks for doing this. And without further ado, here's our interview with Zetangana.
Woo!
So how are you?
Good. Like now?
Yeah, right now.
A little bit tired.
There's a lot going on.
A little bit drunk.
Good.
Because I've been doing this press thing the whole day. So
big press conference today.
No, no, just a conference there. And we also made an interview with a... I don't know how to call it. Que es como un,
it's a Spanish TV program, but in the internet. On
okay,
the internet.
Yeah.
And it's focused on the urban scene in Spain. So mm-hmm. It's really interesting because the interviews are really deep and really...
Well, I wanted to talk about the urban scene in Spain because it seems like it's completely different now. Something has changed. It's more globally mm-hmm. facing, kind of becoming more in line with what's happening in Latin America. Could you talk about what it was like when you were younger and how it's changed now?
When I was younger, it's like the scene was only from Spain to Spain, you know? The, ¿cómo se dice? Influencias?
Yeah, the influences, yeah, no?
Like yeah, influences. We're all from Spanish artists,
yeah.
And it
all
was only Spanish artists, people
and,
listening.
And, yeah. That's not kind of a thing that can grow, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a thing that just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like 5 years, I've been listening to this kind of scene, to this music,
mm-hmm.
and then I started with the American music, you know, mm-hmm. and the Latin American music.
Mm-hmm.
And there, like all the people from my of my age, everyone does the same or have the same, you know,
influences. Yes. Yeah.
So we all make the change, right?
But there's hip hop scenes in France, in Spain, in Germany. But do you think there's a big advantage coming from Spain and having the Spanish language is so big worldwide and there's so much music?
Yeah. Is the like the thing that we have is that we are in Europe, mm-hmm. but we talk the Spanish language.
Yeah.
So it's like something strange because the Spanish language is for the Latin American people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They are the big part of this. But we are in a very special situation, and I think it's for that we have like a very, how do you say,
very characteristic thing, like
yeah. No, pero que la escena como que es muy, que cada uno es muy diferente, ¿sabes?
Ah,
que
so
tenemos más referencias, más
influencias. Every artist in the Spanish scene is totally different from mm-hmm. the other, and mm-hmm. everyone has lots of different influences, like mm-hmm. from Europe and from America, so everyone can make their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's not one urban Spanish scene, because yeah. all the artists are really different between
yeah.
them.
In Argentina, Colombia, yeah. Mexico, it's like some people that are making the like all the new aesthetic, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like one or two people, and here in Spain everyone wants to be different.
Okay.
And they have reference from Europe, from USA, mm-hmm. not only these Latin artists that are making the thing, the big thing.
Well, you consider yourself a pop artist, right? Not
yeah.
necessarily a hip-hop artist or a trap
no.
artist or a reggaeton
artist. I came from the rap, you know,
yeah.
I do hip-hop, that's what I do. But like now, we have this trap scene mm-hmm. that I don't like to be involved,
mm-hmm.
but I'm involved, you know? It's like, that's only that a thing that I want to say
yeah.
for the people to know how I think,
right.
but I know that I'm in that trap scene. But I think I can do something bigger with that. Because, you know, that kind of category, like trap or, I don't know, in Spain, for the Primavera Sound is the indie. You know, the indie like mm-hmm. 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
no, 2, 3, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. that was the thing. If you wasn't indie, you want anything.
No.
You're like none, you know? So now it's the trap thing, but I want to be tomorrow here.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's delete that seed of trap and mm-hmm. make music.
Yeah, I think that pop is a label that you put to yourself just think about popular or mainstream
yes.
music,
mm-hmm.
not to think about genre.
Exactly. So it's not a genre, it's just to be part of where everything's happening
mm-hmm.
in music worldwide, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about your new mixtape, Vida Dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So that's was a nickname for Salvador Dali, right, that André Breton gave him. And And what I gathered from it is that you think that making money is an art, mm-hmm. right? I'd like you to talk about that. Why did you choose that for the title of your mixtape?
Okay, that's difficult for me. Dalí, igual que Warhol, que son dos de las referencias de artistas que tengo, son artistas que no solo hacen sus obras, sino que toda su obra es su vida, lo que ellos han hecho. O sea, el artista es más grande que las obras en concreto.
So, Dalí and also Warhol, then they are artists that they are not only focused in their like art, musically artistic, like mm-hmm. painters or what. And instead of that, the art is everything. They speak, what they say, what they do, what their connections.
Their life is art.
Yeah. Yeah. And their life or their big art is bigger than a painter. So that's important thing.
That's the way that I see myself.
Okay.
I am not only a musician. Mm-hmm. I am an artist. Like the thing I'm doing here in the industry in Spain, or the way I express myself in general, I think is bigger than the music. So, he cogido a estos dos referentes, uno de ellos Dalí, porque es el español, que es el que más me toca de cerca, para hacer una mixtape que no era precisamente la mixtape comercial que todo el mundo se esperaba de Zetangana ahora mismo.
So he chooses these two artists, Dalí because he's a Spain, so he's more like close to us, just because everyone was expecting a mainstream or a commercial mixtape, and he's doing just the opposite. So it's like something to say, like everyone is saying that he's sold, but he's doing just the opposite, doing uh-huh. something very raw, very underground.
But it's still very successful.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's been a big hit, right? It was a number one record in Spain.
Yeah, but
gold record.
We don't have the like this kind of dance music. Mm-hmm. We don't have this Latino wave that is like the mainstream right now. Mm-hmm. We don't have reggaeton. We don't have, you know, it's like some music that I like and I think is global and it's good music, but it's not the kind of thing that everyone was expecting from me. Mm-hmm. They were expecting like pop, dance, Latin music.
Yeah, they were expecting more like Ídolo, his last album, but this mixtape is more like about rap.
No? Mm-hmm. It's pretty hard. I mean, it's pretty hardcore rap, like the whole record. It reminded me of the Drake mixtape, if you're reading this from a few years ago, where it was like, you know, he put out a pop record, big hits, and then he put out this mixtape that was pure rap, and it was also really, really successful. Because mm-hmm. the fans, people will come with you if they like you, right?
I don't know. We'll do that in the future, but from now.
So what's the next step, to put out something that's pure pop? Or do you want to keep your one foot in each world?
We have these two worlds. Julio lo explica muy bien. ¿Cómo lo explica? La metáfora de Stranger Things.
Yeah, do you know the Stranger Things series?
Yeah.
That you have the upside down world, that you have the normal world.
Yeah.
So it's just trying to keep a foot, a fit in any world.
Which one is the upside down world, though?
It's rap. Yeah.
There's a lot of humor in your music, and also in your videos, and in even your record covers, the photography. Yeah. Is that important to you? Like having
I have started to do that because in the past I no había nada de eso. Yo era un tipo muy serio y he intentado meter algo de ironía, como en la limo, como en la portada nueva, como que es. Incluso en el discurso, la forma de hablar, en todo he intentado como ser un poco más irónico y no tan denso, tan serio.
Okay, his speech in the past songs, it was a little bit more dense and more like not sad but a bit serious, yeah, serious. And then in this mixtape, he's trying to be a little bit more with sarcasm and playing a little bit more with this kind of things and just changing a bit the way that he writes the lyrics.
I mean, I live in Los Angeles, so Spanish language music is very common. You hear it everywhere, all the time. It's part of the mainstream already. So is there, do you have any plans with Sony or anything to come to the US and try to make progress there?
Yeah. I'm trying to be signed in the Latin side of Sony, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can have the half of my career here,
mm-hmm.
and then the other half of my career going outside.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been there, I've been working with people there, mm-hmm. on some music. And yeah, it's like the thing. First step is Miami. Final step is Los Angeles.
Yeah, make it all the way across, right? But there's a big market for it. I wanted to ask you, I've heard that you consider yourself a feminist. And I was curious how you consider yourself a feminist, but also have some of the lyrics that you have, especially on the new mixtape.
I don't think it's in contradiction.
Yeah. Contradiction, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's a contradiction. You know, my will, the way that I live, the way I behave with people, and my poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's something that are trying to make the man get stronger or the woman
weaker.
Yeah. I don't think so. So I think I'm a feminist porque entiendo el argumento feminista, lo he visto y lo he sentido y
because he understands the feminist argument and he lives that way and thinks about equality and his lyrics are not the opposite of that,
right.
In any way.
So it's more of the way you live and not necessarily what your art is.
No, but the art is also
in the, it's not. Yeah. I for example. Right now, ¿cómo se dice? Mi director de escena, ¿cómo se dice director?
Yeah, my live artist in the live music in the shows. Yeah.
Claro, la persona con la que the person.
The artistic director in the live shows. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's gay, mm-hmm. so. Todo mi discurso, por decirlo
así. All his speech.
Yeah. Is está como filtrado por él, ¿sabes?
Yeah, it's like it's yeah, it's difficult to say. Like he's art director in live shows. He's
an artist also.
Yeah, he's
gay,
an artist.
He's like
and everything that he does passes through this guy and has a filter on it.
So he's your filter. Yeah.
But not only is his filter. I mean, in the show we have two boys doing pole dance with high heels,
oh, wow.
for example, which is another kind of thing. And so I think he's not labeled for feminist or not feminist, mm-hmm. or a pro homosexual or whatever. It's just like equality for everyone. And
I'm doing my thing, mm-hmm. but I have, you know, in the way I live, you know, because the person that I choose to work with me, the people,
his team,
my team, it's like even if I wanted to be, I couldn't be like an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a difficult question to explain in a different language.
Yeah, of course.
It's so tricky. Like, I mean, it's really. We have a lot of discussions here in Spain, even because of Mala Mujer here,
mm-hmm.
which it means bad woman, but it's not necessarily not feminist.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's pretty good.
Was that song about a specific person?
Always from
something, yeah.
Every song that I made in my life came from something that happened in my life.
Okay.
Mala Mujer. Okay. I think it. No, I think it is a song from a very powerful woman. That is a very.
It's definitely somebody real. I can see it. When you were young and growing up, who were your biggest influences? What was your introduction to rap?
The first thing was Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing in the music. The first big thing. Second one probably was Gangstar,
mm-hmm.
Guru and the Premier,
mm-hmm.
because there was the poetry with the hard music. I also like Mobb Deep or like salsa music, which has that kind of rock star life and drugs and girls, and, you know. But I think the mixture between that hard music and the poetry was gangsta punk. And from there, the future.
So who would you like to work with the most now? Is there anybody that you would really like to collaborate with?
Now? No. There is a lot of people in the Latin market, you know, that are making really good music and I'm interested of. But if I have to say one, maybe I would say Octavian, that is a European rapper that makes something very different right now. Or someone from ASAP, or something like that. Like, you know, I think the Latin thing is going to happen, but if I had to choose someone, I would choose like ASAP or something like that.
And he's performing this week, right? Or this sometime this week at Primavera. What do you have in store for your set this weekend? Are you doing anything new? This is a big show.
Everything is new because I don't do like, ¿cómo se dice? Ensayos.
Rehearsals.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Everything is new.
I have like 52 people
in the crew.
We haven't done like not even one rehearsal, you know. No hemos ensayado nada.
No
ni un ensayo. Yeah. Todo es nuevo.
It's crazy. It's like a crazy production show. Wow. Like with everything happening. It's not like a live show that you're used to with the mic and the DJ, and it's like production thing.
It's
like
a show.
Yeah.
Is this a show that you're going to be doing other places, or is this...
Every show is like the first, because we never repeat the same. And we never... Nunca ensayamos.
Because they never rehearse, so it's a crazy thing. Nah, that's not... Sometimes we rehearse.
That's true.
He's producer and he's DJ.
Oh, welcome, yeah.
I started in the music with him, like recording in his house.
And what's your name?
Agora Thane, you know.
Fabian.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. He speaks the English better than me.
How long have you guys been working together?
From the very beginning.
Yeah. And this is, how many times have you performed at Primavera?
Third time.
Damn.
Y consecutivo, ¿cómo se dice?
Yeah, like...
Three times in a row.
In a row, yeah. I think that happens with Shellac and no one else in Primavera.
Really?
Yeah. Because they played last year with the band, with Agora Thane, and the other year with Tetangana. So I think only Shellac have been doing that.
Right.
It's a thing.
And DJ Coco.
And DJ Coco, obviously.
DJ Coco. What do you find the difference between being in Barcelona and Madrid?
Madrid is cooler, you know.
I should mention you're from Madrid.
No, years ago the whole scene was in Barcelona, but I think now it's like Madrid's. The thing is more creative, and everyone is doing things there. But I don't know the difference. It's like 1 year is here, 1 year is there.
Yeah, it goes back and forth. The energy, creative
here,
energy.
It used to be like here was more creative, and in Madrid was the money thing, you know, the market. But I think right now the creative thing is also there.
Okay.
Madrid is making the new stuff, but I don't know. The next year maybe it's here.
Well, I don't want to take up much more of your time. I know you have a big performance tomorrow to not rehearse for, right?
We have that sound check in the morning.
We got a sound check. But I really look forward to it, and you coming to the States and breaking through over there, because I think it's it makes a lot of sense what you're doing for that market.
Thanks,
especially.
Yeah, I think we are going to see you there.
Very very excited. Yeah. Yeah. When I mentioned it to my Spanish friends, yeah, they were like, "Oh my God, he's so good. He's so funny." You know.